This morning on WCHL, Chapel Hill Police raised the first week citation total for drug and alcohol-related charges to 38 as part of its alert program. One-third of age-related deaths are accelerated because of a tree fungus, and researchers at Duke have tracked it down.
We had all these public health cases occurring, but we couldn't find it in the environment.
And President Obama travels to North Carolina today. What kind of effect will that have on Senator Kay Hagan's run for re-election? These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill cover of traffic and weather together in WCHL Championship Sports.
They're tired of camp. They're tired of hitting each other.
UNC football kicks off against Liberty in only 4 days. Countdown to Carolina football. And
Anson Dorrance is still shockingly candid.
That's this morning in our Chansky Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's morning news with Ron Stutz begins now.
61 degrees in Chapel Hill. It feels really nice out there. It's just about an identical day to yesterday. Mostly sunshine today, high today in the middle 80s, but really pleasant. It'll get warmer toward the end of the week and the weekend, but today it's going to be really nice. Chapel Hill Police continue to push its message of zero tolerance over the weekend, handing out 27 citations for drug and alcohol-related incidents, most of them alcohol-related. Chapel Hill Carrboro's Joint Alert Program, that's Alcohol Law Enforcement Response Team, uses officers from Chapel Hill along with Carrboro Police and UNC's Department of Public Safety as well. 25 citations were given between Saturday and Sunday for charges of open containers in public, underage possession, underage consumption, and public urination. The arrests were made throughout the greater downtown Chapel Hill area from Longview Street on the north side to Macaulay Street on the south side. In the same time frame, two people were cited with misdemeanor drug possession charges as well. Last week, Chapel Hill Police Public Information Lieutenant Josh Misimore said the alert team is out early in the semester to make sure the expectations are clear. He said it's about keeping students and other community members as safe as possible. And remember, the Chapel Hill Police Department does not announce when operations like Alert or DWI traffic stops will take place, but it's often active on Twitter letting people know where regular speed traps will take place. You can follow it at Chapel Hill PD and be sure to follow at WCHL Chapelboro. We will share CHPD's tweets with you as well. Researchers at Duke University have identified the sources of a tree fungus responsible for one-third of age-related deaths here in the United States, and they did it with the help of a budding 13-year-old scientist from California. WCHL's Danny Hooley has more on the story.
Approximately 11% of those with HIV positive status for cryptococcus infections are a result of Cryptococcus gottii.
Dr. Deborah J. Springer is a senior postdoctoral fellow at the Department of Microbial Pathogenesis at Duke University School of Medicine. She's the lead author of a new study in PLOS Pathogens, an online journal of peer-reviewed papers on bacteria, fungi, parasites, prions, and viruses. A few years ago, 13-year-old Elon Filler, she's now 16, was connected to Springer through her dad, infectious disease specialist Scott Filler, MD. Elon was looking for a fun science fair project, so she spent her summer swabbing tree trunks around Los Angeles in hopes of helping Springer find out if certain trees were growing the fungus Cryptococcus gottii. Here's Springer.
Historically, Cryptococcus has been reported in HIV and AIDS patients in California.
Elon placed each sample onto an auger, a gelatinous polymer used as a culture medium in laboratories. By that method, Cryptococcus yeast cells were differentiated from other yeast cells by a blue color change on the specialized augers known as CGBs.
And then she sent those isolates to me for molecular analysis.
Springer DNA sequenced the California samples and compared them to those taken from HIV/AIDS patients with C. gottii infections. To her surprise, samples from three of the tree species were almost genetically indistinguishable from the patient's samples. Those samples came from the Canary Island pine, New Zealand pohu takawa, and the American sweet gum. The finding allows health experts to warn people who live in or plan to visit California, the Pacific Northwest, or Oregon of the heightened risk for developing a fungal infection if one's immune system is compromised.
So we had all these public health cases occurring, but we couldn't find it in the environment. So there was a real discontinuity between the environmental occurrence, what we knew, and what was happening in the patient.
You can find this story at chapelboro.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Today is a big day here in North Carolina. President Barack Obama plans a visit to the American Legion today. He's posting an uncomfortable test for embattled Senator Kay Hagan. Today, the pair are to share the spotlight at the Veterans Group's convention, a speaking engagement Hagan cannot afford to skip in a state with several military bases and a large veteran population. It'll take place today in Charlotte. A photo with Obama, who lost North Carolina in 2012, and remains unpopular in the state, would certainly be used by GOP challenger Tom Tillis to link Hagan to the president. On Friday, Hagan issued a statement saying that President Obama has not done enough to earn back trust after a scandal over veterans' health care. Tillis fired back with a memo accusing Hagan of being a rubber stamp for President Obama. Governor Pat McCrory says he will likely sign a coal ash cleanup bill approved last week by the North Carolina legislature into law, even though he suggested a key provision violates the state constitution. McCrory spoke in a televised interview aired on Sunday on the syndicated political talk show NC Spin. The Republican governor said he may file a lawsuit challenging the establishment of a new coal ash commission to oversee removal or capping of coal ash at 33 open-air dumps operated by Duke Energy. Under this bill, leaders in the GOP-controlled state House and Senate will appoint a majority of the members of the new nine-member board. Governor McCrory said that as the state's chief executive, he should oversee enforcement of environmental regulations. McCrory retired after working 29 years with Duke Energy. Triangle Transit customers may now surf the web a little faster while killing time during a bus ride. An upgrade from 3G to 4G Wi-Fi was completed on all 68 buses in the Triangle Transit Authority system this month. According to a TTA news release from Monday, quoting here, the better service represents part of a continuing campaign to bring technological advances to current customers, potential riders, and public transit, unquote. Triangle Transit began offering free Wi-Fi to customers back in 2011. A lot of eyes in North Carolina will be turned toward Chicago today, where attorneys for Wisconsin and Indiana are set to defend their state's gay marriage bans before a federal appeals court in Chicago. Civil rights advocates had challenged both states' bans, arguing that they violated gay couples' rights to equal protection. Federal judges in both states struck their respective bans down in June. Wisconsin Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen and Indiana Attorney General Greg Zeller have asked the 7th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals to uphold the bans. Both argue states have the authority to set marriage standards. The court consolidated the appeals and is set to hear oral arguments today. It's unclear when the court might actually rule. The outcome could directly affect hundreds of couples who were married after the judges overturned the bans, but before their rulings were put on hold. And of course, a lot of people here in North Carolina will be watching to see what happens there. 7:14 at WCHL. Time now for traffic and weather together. And traffic is brought to you this morning by your friends at Dickie's Barbecue Pit. Traffic is a little bit different this week than it has been in previous weeks because school buses are out there on the roadways. And here's Rand Northam to tell you more about it.
That is very true. Thank you very much, Ron. As roads are looking pretty smooth right now, we see the usual morning slowdowns that we're used to. But the traffic buses are out there. The school buses are out there causing extra slowdowns as far as traffic is concerned. No accidents being reported right now. No additional delays. Use caution as you travel. Watch out for those taillights and watch out for the flashing lights on the buses as well. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363, or you can tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
I got a little taste of it yesterday afternoon as well. I was out between 2 and 3, I guess it was.
Sure.
And, you know, a lot of parents standing out on
right.
the street corner waiting in the neighborhoods waiting for their kids to get off the bus. And
that's right.
It really is kind of cool, you know, to see all these little kids getting used to a whole new routine. And please be careful out there wherever you're going.
That's right. And remember, put down the phones. It's just nothing that you're talking about on your phone or looking up or anything is as important as any life you could run across.
No way in the world.
Very important.
It's ridiculous. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And again, it is Dickie's Barbecue Pit, bringing you a look at morning traffic on WCHL. Dickie's Barbecue Pit is right next to New Hope Commons. You can eat in, call ahead for takeout, order in advance, or you can arrange for catering. They do a great job with that as well at Dickie's Barbecue Pit. Go to dickies.com to find out more. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you this morning by Grimble Jewelers. It is 61 degrees, mostly sunshine today, high today about 85. Nice day. Tonight, clear skies with lows in the upper 50s, a little bit on the chilly side tonight. Tomorrow, we're looking at sunshine a little bit warmer than today. High tomorrow about 90. Tomorrow night, clear with a low in the middle 60s. Thursday, a little bit warmer. We'll get up to the low 90s. Same thing goes for Friday, and then for Saturday and Sunday, our highs both those days in the upper 80s. So warmer weather is on the way, but today you can certainly enjoy another really good day. Weather forecast brought to you by Berkeley Grimble and the folks at Grimble Jewelers. Go see Berkeley Grimble. It'll be too much fun picking out your engagement ring. Berkeley Grimble at Grimble's, Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler in the Village Plaza, right next to Whole Foods. Check it out if you haven't already.
This is Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station, WCHL. Now, here's Ron Stutz.
WCHL News Time is 7:17. You watched TV last night. The Emmys were on television, and in a lot of ways, it is like watching reruns because sometimes the award goes to the same show and the same people year after year after year. Modern Family and Breaking Bad have triumphed at this year's Emmy Awards in Los Angeles. ABC's Modern Family has won a fifth Best Comedy Series Emmy, tying the record set by Frasier years ago. And AMC's Breaking Bad captured the top drama award and a trio of acting honors for its stars. Bryan Cranston won Best Actor in a Drama. The series wrapped up last September. Julia Louis-Dreyfus won Best Actress in a Comedy Series for her role in HBO's political comedy Veep. Jim Parsons, who plays the lovable geek on The Big Bang Theory, won his fourth Emmy Award for Best Actor in a Comedy Series. I think that show is really funny, but his character just kind of gets on my nerves a little bit. Also, last night, Billy Crystal paid tribute to Robin Williams, who was a very close friend, and it was really something. He was talking about the boundless energy that Robin Williams always displayed whenever you were around him, particularly when he was on stage. And he made one comment that stuck with me. He said, I used to think of it as being riding a horse in a rodeo. If I could hang on for 8 seconds, I would be doing okay, because keeping up with that guy was something else. But that was a sad aspect of the Emmy Awards last night. Robin Williams, such a big part of what we've known for entertainment and both TV, movies, and just with everything in modern culture these days. Very, very funny man. 7:19 at WCHL. Time for WCHL Championship Sports. Countdown to Carolina football. 4 days. Game week is indeed upon us in Chapel Hill. After all the hard preparation of the offseason, UNC head coach Larry Fedora says the Tar Heels are eager to suit it up and hit somebody in a different color uniform on Saturday. But a number of unresolved questions are still lingering around the team with that home opener just a few days away. WCHL's Matt Oakes reports.
I think our team is extremely excited. They're you know, tired of camp, they're tired of hitting each other and all the different things that go along with, you know, training camp. I mean, they're biting at the bit to get out there and play another team. So, should be a lot of fun.
That was Coach Fedora on Carolina's readiness for live game action in just 4 short days when the Tar Heels kick off their 2014 season in a 6 p.m. Saturday contest against the Liberty Flames. Even for Coach Fedora, who notoriously loves to mess with the media, Monday's press conference was a sarcasm-filled doozy. When asked who he expected to name as starting quarterback, Coach Fedora had some fun with his answer.
We haven't made that decision yet. Somebody's going to go out there. It'll probably be a quarterback, though.
The teasing didn't stop there for Carolina's skipper. He revealed some rather sick rationale for why he's drawn out his starting quarterback decision so long.
Because it bothers a lot of people. I mean, that'd probably be the number one reason, is that everybody wants to ask about it, and so it just gives me pleasure.
It appears Carolina fans will just have to wait and see who trots out behind center Saturday. But either way, Coach Fedora says he has the utmost confidence in both Mitch Trubisky and Marquise Williams to play winning football for the Tar Heels. Will we see both men get plenty of action in the Liberty contest? One thing's for sure, Coach Fedora says he values the backup taking meaningful snaps.
I think in every season you want to, you know, I think no matter what, you would like it to be prepared in case something happens, as happened last year for us when Bren went down. You know, Marquise had reps, and I think that helped us. I think that helped us in the first game that he played in and then along down the stretch. So, you know, you'd always like your number two guy to have a little bit of meaningful experience, you know, going into a season. And until we make a decision how we're going to do it, I mean, that may play a part in it.
But the signal caller spot isn't the only position shrouded in mystery heading into Saturday. With a plentiful stable of athletes at running back, the Tar Heels certainly have options. But who will receive the majority of carries come game time? Has anybody separated themselves in training camp? Coach Fedora isn't tipping his hand in that department either.
That's another thing that we're trying to iron out, you know, you're only going to get so many snaps in a game, and so trying to figure out how we're going to distribute that. And it's still going to boil down to, you know, that behind the scenes, it's always the guy that's most productive, the guy that produces, the guy that shows that the offense is better when he's on the field, that's the guy that's going to get the majority of the touches. That's the way it's going to work. It's always going to work that way here.
Another big question mark for UNC comes in the form of whether defensive stalwart Ethan Farmer will be cleared to take the field. Coach Fedora says the senior status remains up in the air.
I don't know the speed of it. Nobody has indicated to me it'll happen one way or the other, so I have no way of knowing. You know, we're preparing both ways, actually, which makes it a little bit tougher, but we're preparing both ways.
With the clock running out on the preseason and the ultimate test of the regular season set to begin, the Tar Heels will soon be forced to provide timely answers to questions unable or unwilling to be answered in the offseason. Matt Oakes, 97.9 FM, WCHO.
Again, countdown to Carolina football, just 4 days. Our show will start on Saturday at 3 p.m. It is the countdown to kickoff, UNC Healthcare countdown to kickoff, presented by Stanley Martin Homes. Will be downtown on East Franklin Street, right in front of University United Methodist Church on Saturday, doing our pregame show. It'll start with countdown to kickoff and go right into the good sports with Art C and Bob Lee, and then we'll join the network for a complete day's coverage. Game time, 6 o'clock, Keenan Stadium. That means, of course, that part of that game will be played under the lights. Should be a great experience for everybody getting out to see Carolina football. Go to chapelboro.com and click on the Carolina Football Family Pack offer. And you can get a great deal. You can go to that game for only $100. 4 tickets, a $20 voucher for concessions, and a $10 voucher for merchandise, all for $100. Terrific deal. Over at North Carolina State, they're figuring they found a few more leaders this year. Wolfpack hope they lead them to some more wins. It's finally game week again for NC State, which has spent the past 9 months putting all those losses during Coach Dave Doran's miserable first season in the past. All that matters now is getting ready for Georgia Southern. They will be making their FBS debut this weekend, and that's the Wolfpack opponent. Last year, North Carolina State was 3-9, and Coach Doran says the best way to get a taste out of your mouth is to go out and play. Certainly, Carolina Panthers have some early season concerns, particularly with injuries. The concerns are mounting now for the Panthers with the regular season opener less than 2 weeks away. Quarterback Cam Newton still out of practice after suffering a hairline fracture in his ribs. Middle linebacker Luke Kuechly, last year's Associated Press Defensive Player of the Year, is likely to start the season with a cast in his sprained right thumb. And starting defensive ends Greg Hardy and Charles Johnson are still sidelined with shoulder and hamstring injuries. Panthers also trying to figure out what went wrong in a 30-7 loss to the New England Patriots on Friday night. Panthers were absolutely terrible. Panthers coach Ron Rivera doesn't seem too concerned, saying that's the nature of the game. This could happen in the regular season, and we have to adapt. It's basically the next man up. That's a quick look at WCHL Championship Sports. I'm Rod Stutz.
Our Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Anson Dorrance is still shockingly candid. This is our Chansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. I know why Larry Fedora hasn't named a starting quarterback for Saturday night's opener against Liberty. Both junior Marquise Williams and redshirt freshman Mitch Trubisky have earned playing time, and regardless of who starts, Fedor will play them both. And it's a little coach speak to not tip his hand, although the Tar Heels could beat Liberty with almost anyone at quarterback. While coach speak is common, it has never been in the vocabulary of UNC women's soccer coach Anson Dorrance. If you've read the captivating book on Dorrance and his program, called The Man Watching by Tim Cruthers, you know that this 20-time national championship program is known for its candor. The women Tar Heels are not only wide open on the field, they are pretty much the same way before and after games and practices. So I wasn't surprised when I picked up the Daily Tar Heel Monday morning to read about Carolina's weekend loss to Stanford and victory over Ohio State, both 1-0 games. The Heels lost in sudden death overtime to the Cardinal Friday night on Fetzer Field when sophomore goalkeeper Lindsay Harris let a wide-angle shot get by her and found the back of the net. Dorrance did not mince words to the media about his inexperienced keeper. "It was right at her feet. She could have easily saved it," Dorrance said, slightly miffed, but more to send a message that he articulated in his next sentence. What she learned tonight was, go for things she's not sure about. You can bet that from now on, Harris will be diving for shots that are wide of the net by 10 feet. This is a way for one of Dorrance's youngest teams to grow up even faster against a schedule that will have no sympathy for the Tar Heels, who are responsible for a half dozen other ACC programs becoming elite in women's soccer. What's amazing with all the parity that has developed in the sport is that Carolina continues to be such a national power. Dorrance even poked fun at himself after freshman Megan Buckingham scored a late goal to beat the Buckeyes Sunday afternoon. "The problem was we didn't have Buckingham on the field long enough," Anson said. "Fortunately, we had her on the field long enough to do what? Win the freaking game." Tell it like it is, Coach. This is our Chansky. See ya.
And, of course, we carried both those games right here on WCHL on Friday and Sunday with Paul Connell and the play-by-play on WCHL. It's 7:27. Good morning.
This is Kit Ballew of Franklin Street Realty.
And I'm Sammy Martin. Kit, it's clear to us that buyers benefit from having their own agent, whether a first-time buyer or someone who has done it numerous times. Agents at Franklin Street bring an uncommon body of knowledge and experience to the table.
Finding the right home can be easy or it can be torturous. Getting from contract to actually owning requires tenacity and a clear head. Emotions can run really high during the process on both sides.
People can get really uptight about money, and in our market, we're talking a lot of it. 1-2% of the price can be thousands of dollars. We are really good at keeping the numbers in perspective, and negotiating the purchase price is probably the easiest part of the whole thing.
No kidding. Due diligence, inspections and repairs, low appraisals and other loan problems, and the resultant delays in closing. Did we mention that emotions on both sides can make these issues seem insurmountable?
That's why we're here, Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else?
Find us on the web at franklinstreetrealty.com or on the phone at 929-7174.
I'm David Fitch of Fitch Lumber and Hardware. Just like on the playing field, teamwork is what you need to tackle any home project. Stop by and team up with Fitch Lumber and Hardware to score big on your upcoming goals. We can help. Get the local home field advantage at Fitch Lumber and Hardware, 309 North Greensboro Street in Carrboro, or call us at 919-942-3153. As always, thanks for your business.
A 2013 independent survey conducted by Home Care Pulse ranked HomeWatch caregivers of the Triangle significantly higher than the industry standard in compassion, knowledge, reliability, flexibility, and overall quality of service. For 10 years, HomeWatch caregivers has helped over 2,000 families in our community, providing hourly and 24-hour personal care to people of all ages with all types of needs. Visit us online at homewatchcaregivers.com or give us a call, 919-960-6038. HomeWatch caregivers, let our family care for yours.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Hair by Brittany. It's 50% off salon services. Choose from two hair treatment options. A shampoo deep conditioning treatment, trim and style, is only $32.50, normally a $65 value. Brittany Moore is a licensed cosmetologist who is now accepting clients at the Company Hair and Nail Salon in Durham on Shannon Road. Brittany is experienced with both cuts and color. She will cater to your personal style and create a look that's just for you. It's half off from Hair by Brittany, and it's available for a limited time. So buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
Good morning. It is 7:30 at WCHL. Time to take a look at your Chapel Hill Carrboro weather. Brought to you by the Carolina Inn. 61 degrees. Feels good this morning. Mostly sunshine today. High today in the middle 80s. Going to be a great day. Tonight clear with a low in the upper 50s. Tomorrow a little warmer. Still sunshine though, with a high of about 90 degrees.
the Carolina Inn's Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar. You can savor delectable cuisine prepared with fresh local ingredients created by Executive Chef James Clark and his talented culinary team. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine.
Check out our comprehensive community calendar, photo galleries, and all of our news stories and more from 97.9 FM WCHL on chapelboro.com.
I'm Heather Bosch. The Veterans Affairs does its own probe into the scandal over delays and cover-ups. CBS's Vicki Barker reports.
There were serious delays and defects at the VA facility in Phoenix, but the agency's inspector general will conclude there is no proof they directly caused any of the 40 deaths of patients awaiting treatment. The revelation of those deaths helped expose problems at VA hospitals in other states, and the VA says it's determined to clean up its act.
I'm Peter Mayer at the White House. In the latest response to that VA healthcare scandal, President Obama will announce new executive actions to improve the mental health of veterans and active duty military personnel. He'll use a speech to the American Legion Convention in Charlotte to outline plans to bolster access to mental health care. The plans also call for improved suicide prevention and treatment for post-traumatic stress disorder.
A 2012 study showed nearly 30% of the vets the VA was treating had PTSD. CBS News Update, I'm Heather Bosch.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant, open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
7:30, 61 degrees in Chapel Hill. I'm Ron Stutz. Chapel Hill Police continued to push its message of zero tolerance over this past weekend, handing out 27 citations for alcohol and drug-related incidents. Chapel Hill Carborough's Joint Alert Program, that stands for Alcohol Law Enforcement Response Team, uses officers from Chapel Hill, along with Carborough Police and UNC's Department of Public Safety as well, working together. 25 citations were given out between Saturday and Sunday for charges of open containers in public, underage possession, underage consumption, and public urination. The arrests were made throughout the greater downtown Chapel Hill area from Longview Street on the north side to Macaulay Street on the south side. In the same time frame, two people were cited with misdemeanor drug possession charges as well. But again, most of this alcohol-related. Last week, Chapel Hill Police Public Information Lieutenant Josh Misimore said the alert team is out early in the semester to make sure the expectations are clear. He said it's about keeping students and other community members as safe as possible. And remember, the Chapel Hill Police Department does not announce when operations like alert or DUI traffic stops will take place, but it's often active on Twitter, letting people know where regular speed traps will take place. You can follow it at Chapel Hill PD, and be sure to follow at WCHL Chapelboro. We will share CHPD's tweets with you as well. Researchers at Duke University have identified the sources of a tree fungus responsible for one-third of age-related deaths in the U.S., and they did it with the help of a budding 13-year-old scientist from California. WCHL's Danny Hooley has the story.
Approximately 11% of those with HIV-positive status for cryptococcus infections are a result of cryptococcus gattii.
Dr. Deborah J. Springer is a senior postdoctoral fellow at the Department of Microbial Pathogenesis at Duke University School of Medicine. She's the lead author of a new study in PLOS Pathogens, an online journal of peer-reviewed papers on bacteria, fungi, parasites, prions, and viruses. A few years ago, 13-year-old Elon Filler, she's now 16, was connected to Springer through her dad, infectious disease specialist Scott Filler, MD. Elon was looking for a fun science fair project, so she spent her summer swabbing tree trunks around Los Angeles in hopes of helping Springer find out if certain trees were growing the fungus Cryptococcus gattii. Here's Springer.
Historically, Cryptococcus has been reported in HIV and AIDS patients in California.
Elon placed each sample onto an auger, a gelatinous polymer used as a culture medium in laboratories. By that method, Cryptococcus yeast cells were differentiated from other yeast cells by a blue color change on the specialized augers known as CGBs.
And then she sent those isolates to me for molecular analysis.
Springer DNA sequenced the California samples and compared them to those taken from HIV/AIDS patients with C. gottii infections. To her surprise, samples from three of the tree species were almost genetically indistinguishable from the patient's samples. Those samples came from the Canary Island pine, New Zealand pohu takawa, and the American sweet gum. The finding allows health experts to warn people who live in or plan to visit California, the Pacific Northwest, or Oregon of the heightened risk for developing a fungal infection if one's immune system is compromised.
So we had all these public health cases occurring, but we couldn't find it in the environment. So there was a real discontinuity between the environmental occurrence, what we knew, and what was happening in the patient.
You can find this story at chapelborough.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
President Barack Obama's planned visit to the American Legion today in Charlotte is posing an uncomfortable test for embattled Senator Kay Hagan. Today, the pair are to share the spotlight at the Veterans Group's convention in Charlotte, a speaking engagement that Hagan can't afford to skip in a state with several military bases and a large veteran population, of course. But a photo with the president, who lost North Carolina in 2012 and remains unpopular in the state overall, could be used by GOP challenger Tom Tillis to link Hagan to the president. That's a given, the way politics works these days. On Friday, Hagan issued a statement saying that Obama has not done enough to earn back trust after a scandal over veterans' health care. Tillis fired back with a memo accusing Hagan of being a rubber stamp for President Obama. Governor Pat McCrory says he will likely sign a coal ash cleanup bill approved last week by the North Carolina legislature into law, even though the governor suggested a key provision violates the state constitution. McCrory spoke in a televised interview aired on Sunday on the syndicated political talk show NC Spin. The Republican governor said he may file a lawsuit challenging the establishment of a new coal ash commission to oversee removal or capping of coal ash at 33 open-air dumps operated by Duke Energy. Under this bill, leaders in the GOP-controlled state House and Senate will appoint a majority of the members of the new 9-member board. McCrory said that as the state's chief executive, he should oversee enforcement of environmental regulations. Governor McCrory retired after working 29 years with Duke Energy. Triangle Transit customers may now surf the web just a little bit faster while killing time during a bus ride. An upgrade from 3G to 4G Wi-Fi was completed on all 68 buses in the Triangle Transit Authority system this month. According to a TTA news release from Monday, quoting here, the better service represents part of a continuing campaign to bring technological advances to current customers, potential riders, and public transit. Triangle Transit began offering free Wi-Fi to customers in 2011. WCHL News Time, 7:38. Coming up, we'll talk with Rand Northam about what's happening at chapelborough.com. We also have today's commentary on the way from Matt Hughes. He talks about the problem with the North Carolina General Assembly. And there's a lot more coming up on WCHL. Good morning.
Your Carolina football team kicks off the 2014 season in Keenan Stadium on August 30th at 6 p.m. It's Carolina versus Liberty in the first game of the season. Now's your chance to buy a Carolina football family pack. You can get four tickets to the Liberty game, a $20 voucher for concessions, and $10 voucher for merchandise, all for $100. It's the best way to get the whole family together to experience the action and cheer for the Tar Heels. Come support Coach Larry Fedora and the Carolina football team in their exciting season opener versus Liberty on August 30th. Buy a football family pack now. Go to chapelborough.com and click on the Carolina football family pack.
Perry locked himself out of his car. Should he A, call his amateur wrestler friend with fists of steel, or B, get roadside assistance from the Geico mobile app? The correct answer is B. The Geico mobile app uses GPS, so Perry can get roadside assistance quickly without saying a word. It's like telepathy. Perry's steel-fisted friend would dent up the door and break stuff. Geico's mobile app is speedy and makes it easy for Perry to get roadside assistance with the tap of his finger.
Geico. Wherever, whenever. Just a click away with our free mobile app.
August is the official back-to-school season, so Performance BMW is joining the old bandwagon with our own back-to-school event. We realize value is of paramount importance. That's why you'll always find outstanding value that extends to the wow experience. Listen to what Scott had to say about his Performance BMW experience.
The staff was super easy to work with and very friendly. They worked with me on the price and also ended up giving me a much better financing rate than my credit union. The service is seriously amazing.
Now that's a wow. During our August back-to-school event, you can lease a 2014 BMW 320i for $336 per month. Wow!
Stock number B4965. 36-month lease with 10,000 miles per year. Based on MSRP of $36,770 and selling price of $34,400. $27.57 down. Excludes $549 admin fee and tax. Financing with approved credit through BMFS. Offer expires 8/31/2014.
Performance BMW loves to give back to the community. And in honor of our back-to-school event, our nonprofit spotlight this month is PTA Thrift Shop. Learn more about their mission at ptathriftshop.org. Visit PerformanceBMWChapelHill.com, where sales and service specials abound, or visit us in person in Chapel Hill, just a quarter mile off I-40. Wow.
740 at WCHL. Ron Stutz here, 62 degrees in Chapel Hill, and the beginning of another really great day. Yesterday was just about perfect, wasn't it?
Ron, I went outside and ran yesterday.
Really?
I'm one of those, I don't like the heat very much, and so when it's too hot, I just can't run outside, so I hit the treadmill. But yesterday was perfect, so I had to go outside and ran, and it was great. Great day for it.
Today's going to be about the same, maybe a couple of degrees warmer, but
that should be all right.
Very similar to
it's gonna be great.
Yesterday. So we may as well enjoy it, because it's going to get a little bit warmer tomorrow,
yep,
and then the next day and the next day we'll have highs in the upper 80s for the weekend as
sure.
well.
Yep.
So, but by the time we have that football game on Saturday night at 6 o'clock, temperatures ought to cool down a little bit.
That's right. It's not going to be bad.
Great in Keenan Stadium. Yeah. So what is happening today at chapelbrew.com?
Well, Pete DeRuda, he gives you a little financial advice, and I think this is really a good one, too. He talks about planning for children without sacrificing retirement. Mm-hmm. Of course, you got to start looking at your retirement very early in life, you know, once you get maybe that first job, second job, and start putting money away. But if you want to talk about planning for children as well, he talks about how you can do that without sacrificing that retirement fund.
So he's a smart guy.
Yeah, definitely.
He really is.
We've got our college football pick'em is open, and we hope that you'll join us for it all season long. Of course, the first weekend of college football kicks off this weekend, and you can sign up for the college football pick'em. Every week, we've got a handful of games that we pick for you, and you get to choose who wins, who loses, and then that's it. It's as easy as that. You can win gift cards to local restaurants. And at the end of the season, if you play all season long and you're the grand prize winner, we'll have a big prize pack for you. So it's going to be really cool.
Fantastic. You did pretty well with that last year, didn't
you? Not too bad. Not too bad. I was happy with how it turned out.
I was terrible. but I'm vowing to do better this year.
Well, good. I look forward to that.
I've already filled out my picks.
Excellent.
And I'm ready to go. And folks can actually check and see what we're picking, right?
That's right.
If they want to compare.
That's right. We're considered the Chapelboro celebrities. So, exactly.
It's all transparent.
you can go head-to-head with us and see how we're doing. We're not eligible for any prizes, but you can see how we're doing and see how you stack up against the Chapelboro greats.
All right.
And then we've also got the Charles House Winmore Open House Photo Gallery up on our website right now.
Oh, that there already?
So that is there. Susan Murray turning those around quickly. So.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun last week.
Now, Ron, I got to just take a quick second here, because I was in Target this past weekend, and I'm just furious.
Why?
I went to the pharmacy. I'm going to try to make this story real quick. I went to the pharmacy. I went to the drop-off counter, because there's a pharmacy pickup and there's a pharmacy drop-off. I went to the drop-off.
Okay.
There's only one person working back there.
Uh-huh.
Another lady pulls up, and she goes over to the pickup. She's picking up a prescription. I said, okay, well, she's picking up. Well, the pharmacist went to her first, even though I was there first and standing there for a good 5 minutes before the other lady even showed up. Went to her and then proceeded to drop off a prescription at the pickup line. And I'm just sitting there. Then the pharmacist goes and fills out that prescription.
Really?
That she just dropped off. I just left.
Before
I couldn't believe it.
And she didn't even acknowledge you?
Didn't acknowledge me one bit. Not once. I was so mad. But the moral of the story here is that you probably shouldn't follow the rules, because you're just going to be punished for it. I think that's what I found out this weekend.
That's just terrible customer service.
That's what I feel like that happens far too often, that people who follow the rules get punished for doing so, because the people who raise hell and go do the wrong thing, and they say,
squeaky wheel gets the grease, you know, they
always
say.
That's the one. That's the one.
Yeah, I know. It drives me crazy,
and
too.
And I have a tough time being the squeaky wheel. I really do.
Yeah.
I'm a non-confrontational person.
And you're a nice guy, you know.
So I left, and I got my prescription yesterday.
I know what you mean. It drives me up.
All I wanted was some prescription toothpaste. That was all I needed. Come on.
Drives me up a wall when I'm standing in line at a grocery store.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, been standing there for quite some time.
Yeah.
And then somebody comes up and says, I'll take you over here. And then the folks who are just walking up there.
Right, right. The people in the back of the line.
Go over there, and they ride over there. You know, they may not even be in line yet, but they'll go over there. And then those of us who've been waiting in line are still waiting in line. Guess what?
It makes you really...
It's just dumb.
It's really hard to follow the rules after things like that happen. You know? It is.
That's right.
It really is.
Well, you're a nonconformist anyway. No, you're not. Well, anyway,
thanks for listening to my rant.
And thanks for ranting.
You bet.
It's 746 at WCHL.
And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Matt Hughes. During the early days of the Great Depression, Governor Omax Gardner was faced with a dilemma, how to keep state government running. So he went to the Brookings Institute to commission a report so that government could better serve its citizens. He then took recommendations to the General Assembly, during the days when the governor held no veto power, for passage as he faced criticism for being too liberal. His proposals truly changed North Carolina's public education system, doubling state school funding and taking over responsibility for paying all of North Carolina's teachers. However, in the last few years, this General Assembly has taken away these landmark achievements by slashing education funding and forcing counties to pick up the tab. Many counties, including Orange County, have had to pick up the slack for the General Assembly. Simply put, the educational progress we've seen over the last century is being undone because of the General Assembly's inability to adequately fund education. While they've prided themselves in cutting taxes, they've raised local property taxes through actions they've taken as we struggle to keep the best and brightest in our classrooms. We support our schools and will pay increased taxes to help pay for them because it's not contrary to our values here in Orange County. Nonetheless, the majority in the General Assembly have been derelict in their constitutional duty to support public education, as many counties will struggle to find more funding and in the process lead us right back to the system Governor Garner sought to abolish. This is Matt Hughes.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
What do you do with a bag of jewelry that you've inherited and you have no idea what's real, what's not, what's valuable, what's not valuable? This is Berkeley Grimble of Grimble Jewelers, and at least once a week we help someone with just this problem. So we have started a service we're calling Heirloom Solutions. At no charge, we will help you go through your old or inherited jewelry and determine what is valuable and advise you as to the best way to maximize the return if you choose to sell it. If you choose to redesign any gems into a piece more suitable to your taste, our master goldsmiths and designers can help you turn the old and boring into the new and exciting. And our graduate gemologists can do appraisals on pieces you want to keep. So if you have a bag or a safety deposit box full of jewelry, bring it in. You never know what you might have. It will cost you nothing and could benefit you greatly. One client thought his mom's jewelry was all costume and ended up with $150,000 because it was all, in fact, real. That's Heirloom Solutions offered by Grimble Jewelers.
It's back to school time. Are you ready? Hi, this is Barbara Jessie Black, Executive Director of the PTA Thrift Shop, and we can help you get ready for back to school with affordable clothes, accessories, furniture, and home decor. Stop by our Carrboro location Monday through Saturday, 8:30 to 6 p.m., and our Chapel Hill location Monday through Saturday, 8:30 to 6 p.m. We look forward to seeing you there. Happy thrift shopping from your PTA Thrift Shop family. The PTA Thrift Shop, so much more than a thrift store.
Switzer with the Jets, and he's done it again.
WCHL presents Carolina football. The Tar Heels are ready for the 2014 season, year three of the Larry Fedora era. And we'll have every single play, every time the Tar Heels hit the field, starting with Liberty, Saturday, in Kenan Stadium. Our exclusive coverage always starts 3 hours before game time with Countdown to Kickoff. Game coverage from Jones Angel and the crew and the Tar Heel Network. It's the beginning of something great. Carolina football on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM. WCHL.
Time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL, and this traffic report is brought to you by Glass Half Full.
Thank you very much, Ron. We're seeing just the usual morning slowdowns right now. No accidents being reported, no outstanding delays, just the usual ones out there, 15501 northbound and southbound. You'll see those delays that you do every morning. And be on the lookout for the school buses this morning. They are back on the roads for the second day in a row as school is back in session. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day that you feel needs reporting, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363, or you can tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
Glass half full is a friendly, optimistic restaurant, wine bar, and wine shop right in the heart of downtown Carrboro. And the beautiful garden patio is now open for outdoor dining. Good food, good wine, and lots of fun, too, at Glass Half Full. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carrboro weather, 62 degrees in Chapel Hill right now, 61 this morning in Carrboro, where it's always a degree cooler, mostly sunny, high today in the middle 80s. Going to be a great day. Ah, man, really beautiful weather, especially in Chatham County this morning. We'll talk to Wayne about that in a moment. Tonight, clear skies, lows around 58. Tomorrow, sunny, a little bit warmer, high about 90. Tomorrow night, clear with a low in the middle 60s, and then it's going to get warmer on Thursday and Friday. We'll be in the low 90s both days, and Saturday and Sunday will be in the upper 80s. 751 at WCHL. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Wayne Pond joins us now. If I may put on my intellectual hat and try and keep up, Dr. Pond, Professor, how are you?
Well, I tell you what, Ron, I love it when I called you to do the word of the day, and the first words I hear out of your mouth when the phone clicks on are good food, good wine, and lots of fun.
You felt like I was calling you out, didn't you?
I don't care if you were doing a commercial. I still like it.
Yeah.
Hey, Ron, I want to congratulate you on winning another Emmy.
Thank you.
On TV last night.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Wasn't that you kissing Julia Louis-Dreyfus?
I believe it was, yeah.
Oh, wait, it was another drug dealer. I got them mixed up.
Be careful now. Come on.
All right, pal. Well, listen, I got a dandy for you this morning. The word of the day is diktat. Diktat. D as in dog, D-I-K, followed by a simple little T-A-T. D, again, as in dog, D-I-K-T-A-T, diktat. Hmm. Here's a word that comes into English 400 or 500 years ago. Just a couple of hundred years ago.
Oh, well, that makes all the difference.
And according to the wordsmith, this is a word that's kind of sort of like what Matt Hughes was talking about on the commentators this morning. Mm-hmm. An order or a decree imposed without popular consent. That's the first definition. And the second definition, a harsh settlement imposed upon a defeated party. And the more I think about it, I think it really does have something to do with what's going on with this bunch of geniuses over in Raleigh and what they've done to the great state of North Carolina. All right, diktat, D-I-K-T-A-T. There is your word of the day. It's a noun. Again, an order or a decree imposed without popular consent. Or number two, a harsh settlement imposed on a defeated party. Are you happy with that?
Well, there's a lot I could say here, but I'm just going to keep it zipped up here. I'm
just
not going to do it.
Just bite that tongue of yours.
I am. Just
and we don't want to see it happen.
It leads me right into it.
Listen, I love you, bud. I hope you have a great day. I'll talk to you in the morning.
I love you too, sweetheart. We'll see you soon. Word of the Day on WCHL with Wayne Pond, brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else? Next hour, you'll have an opportunity to call in and tell me the word of the day, spell it, define it. If you can do all that before anyone else, you can get a $10 gift card to Cruisers. It's 7:54. WCHL, time now for the clean joke again, and we have Aaron Keck standing by. Aaron has become the standby comic,
yes.
The stand-up comic, he is.
I actually don't do stand-up comedy, so this
really?
Is a new thing for me, yeah.
Well, you do improv.
I do improv at DSI Comedy.
You should do stand-up comedy.
DSIComedy.com, by the way, for the website.
You
perform on Saturdays.
You should do stand-up.
Thank you. You are...
Some of these jokes you have.
You are alone in that... in that opinion.
I'm the only one who's ever said
that. I did stand up a couple times. It's really difficult. It's surprisingly difficult. It was fun to do, but
because you're out there all alone.
You're out there all alone. You've got your material pre-written, so you've got that, but like it's all about the interaction with the audience and tweaking and tailoring your material on the fly, and it's an art. It really is.
Yeah, when you're doing improv, at least you normally have somebody else up there with you, and you can, if it doesn't work, you can blame it on them too.
Oh yeah, and frequently we do.
Yeah, and stand-up comedy is something that
improv is an art as well, because you're getting up there with absolutely nothing, and that's all about tailoring your material to the audience too a little bit, and there's so many tricks and tools to it, but stand-up's tough as well.
That's why I think you could do it.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
You'd be really good.
I might need better material than the material I've got on the page in front of me. But.
Well, that remains to be seen. What do you have?
Okay, this is another lawyer joke. Two law partners, a very small law firm with only two partners at it. They work together, nobody else. So two law partners, they're working together, they leave their office, and they go to lunch. In the middle of lunch, the junior partner slaps his forehead and says, "Oh, man, I'm sorry, I forgot to lock the office safe before we left. All the money's just lying out in the open. Someone could steal it."
Uh-oh.
His partner says, "What are you worried about? We're both here."
Oh, gosh.
No one's going to steal the money when the lawyers are out.
No, that's true. That may be an argument why you shouldn't do stand-up.
Like I said, right? But you can come see me do improv on Saturdays at 3 and 7 at DSI Comedy Theater.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Good times.
This is Gerald Remoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights the great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Today's WCHL hometown heroes are Brenetta Simpson, Art Sherwood, and Betty Smith, co-chairs of the Binkley Barbie's Gigantic Yard Sale. And Lily and Lee also work on that yard sale. And Lillian, tell me, what's so special about these folks?
Ron, they were able to coordinate and to get together people for 16 departments. The church is set up like a department store for 16 departments, and to get orders and prices and everything that needed to be done to make this yard sale the success that it was this year.
I can't believe it. You guys raised over $37,000 in 1 5-hour sale. How in the world can you do that?
And we donated probably almost as much in some departments as we sold. After the yard sale, we donate our leftover merchandise to other nonprofits, the PTA Thrift Shop, Trosa, Habitat for Humanity. And it is amazing how much we sell and how much we donate. And this year, all of the profits will go to Empowerment, a very, very, very important nonprofit group in Chapel Hill.
I know that Dolores Bailey's got to be really happy.
Members of Barbies and Bankers work together to make this yard sale a success and raise as much money as we could for Empowerment.
This event has a big tradition. It started at Binkley Baptist Church a long, long time ago, and in recent years, the effort has been joined by Barbie Chapel Church, and it is amazing what these two congregations have been able to do.
Yes, and we've been partners for a number of years, and we are just so excited when it's time for the Binkley Barbie's yard sale. And listen, it's a lot of hard work, but the results are so amazing, and we just love doing it. And we're happy that this year all of the money is staying right here and will certainly be beneficial to a lot of people in Chapel Hill.
Well, Lillian, thanks. Congratulations again to Betty Smith, Art Sherwood, and Brenetta Simpson, all the co-chairs of that gigantic yard sale, and they have done a great job putting it all together. It's a lot of hard work, but boy, the rewards are great. $37,340 raised in a 5-hour sale, and that is amazing. They're today's WCHL Hometown Heroes.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Hair by Brittany. It's 50% off salon services. Choose from two hair treatment options. A shampoo deep conditioning treatment, trim and style, is only $32.50, normally a $65 value. Brittany Moore is a licensed cosmetologist who is now accepting clients at the Company Hair and Nail Salon in Durham on Shannon Road. Brittany is experienced with both cuts and color. She will cater to your personal style and create a look that's just for you. It's half off from Hair by Brittany, and it's available for a limited time. So buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant. Open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
62 degrees in Chapel Hill. Nice day on the way. Mostly sunshine. High today in the middle 80s. It's 8 o'clock.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL. Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Surveillance flights over Syria.
A necessary first step to actually launching airstrikes.
Assessing the damage from the Napa, California earthquake.
I'm devastated. I can't believe it this happened.
And at the Emmys, the winner is...
Breaking Bad.
As Robin Williams is remembered.
Good morning, I'm Peter King with a CBS World News Roundup. In a new chapter in the fight against ISIS, American air reconnaissance begins over Syria. Joint Chiefs Chair Martin Dempsey says the U.S. wants more clarity on just what the Islamic insurgent organization is doing. CBS's David Martin is at the Pentagon.
The president has approved surveillance flights over part of Syria, the part where ISIS is based in northeastern Syria. These surveillance flights would be conducted by both manned and unmanned aircraft. U.S. officials believe there will not be much danger to U.S. planes flying over northeastern Syria, far away from the capital.
I'm Vicky Barker. With Syria a crazy quilt of multiple factions fighting both the regime and sometimes each other, CBS News military analyst Jeff Lyon says the Pentagon must have an eye in the sky there.
We know that there's rebel forces that are there that could be fighting ISIS fighters, and we don't have logistics on the ground and key people to identify what those targets exactly are.
Proceeding on to airstrikes, though, will carry new dangers because the Syrian regime does still have viable air defenses.
And just in, Burger King has confirmed that it's buying Canada's Tim Hortons coffee and donut chain. It's expected to move its headquarters from Miami to Canada because of the tax advantage there. CBS's Anthony Mason.
I think the benefits of a merger like this in tax terms may still be down the line, because based on the analysis that I've seen, sort of the immediate tax benefit to Burger King isn't enormous. A lot will depend on a company's earnings overseas, because that's frequently what they're trying to protect in a merger like this when they move the corporate headquarters abroad.
The early estimates say Sunday's Napa, California earthquake caused at least $1 billion in damage. Plumber Bernie Bishop says that estimate may be low.
Every other house looks like it's off its foundation. Every other street has a river of water going down it, you know. There's pipes broken everywhere.
KCBS reporter Chris Filippi is in Napa.
Napa is starting to shift into recovery mode. City manager